listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.
According to Lark Ma, the time for spiritual progress is now. There has been no other opportunity to make this big a difference until now. Most of us humans know we're in the midst of great change. Some of us accept that our Earth will be different, but don't believe people will ever change. Some accept that the Earth is ascending past the third dimension. And some accept that we're on the brink of becoming very, very different, what might be called future humans. Whatever you're willing to accept, do you know what you can choose to do to be an active and helpful part of this incredible transformation? You'll know a lot more following my conversation today with Pia Orlean and Cullen Smith, who are authors of Remembering Who We Are, Lark Ma's Guidance on Healing the Human Condition. Welcome to Full Power Living, where we illuminate the power and importance of human emotions. Please call us toll-free today at 888-498-0570, 888-498-0570, and you can also chat with us on blogtalkradio.com/FPL for Full Power Living or emotionalpro.com. Well, Pia Orlean and Cullen Smith, both been able to work with the other dimensions since childhood, have been waiting their entire lifetime for this time of transformation. And they were chosen to facilitate the communication from a loving Pleiadian presence called, and I'm going to get help with this pronunciation if I'm not doing it right, called Lark Ma, with the task of helping us humans understand the choices we now have, the actions and changes we can do, and the future toward which we're pointed. Cullen Smith is a visionary, a sensitive, and an interstellar communicator who began using energy to support the healing of others when he was 4 years old. He's focused his life on assisting the evolutionary movement of all towards unity. Pia Orlean changed her name to Pia, which means sacred, and I just learned that Orlean means Pia.
Orlean means real one. It's a combination of French and Cherokee, meaning real one.
So sacred, real one. And you changed your name following a mysterious illness in your childhood that caused her to step more fully into who she is. She holds a PhD in the psychology of consciousness, and it is my great pleasure to welcome you, Pia Orlean and Cullen Smith, to Full Power Living.
It is our great pleasure to be here today.
Thank you for including us in your program today. We're very pleased to be here.
Well, I've just been thrilled reading this book. I got both validated and challenged. We'll talk about that. So what we're talking about is information, help, and encouragement that you received and put into written form in your book, Remembering Who We Are, from Lark Ma. How do you say it?
Lark Ma. It's very musical. That's the closest we can get to expressing it in their language, because they don't use words to speak. They communicate with humans by connecting through our heart energy and using musical tones, and then they access the words that we keep in our brain to translate it.
And they're described as a loving group of Pleiadians who call themselves one of six and six of one and say that they're dedicated to guiding humanity. How did you first come into contact? I know it happened on your birthday, Cullen, but how did you come into contact with them?
It's a pretty wonderful and interesting story. We were sitting down having dinner. Pia had made a fantastic birthday dinner for me. And in the middle of this dinner, a shortwave radio that we used, we lived high in the Rocky Mountains in Colorado at the time. We had virtually no cell phone reception. We had very sketchy, blinky landline reception, no television and no radio except the powerful shortwave radio. And during this dinner, the radio turned itself on exactly at my birth time.
Oh, wow.
Pia noticed, I didn't even understand this, but she said...
I looked at the clock, trying to figure out why the radio had turned itself on, and it just registered, oh, it's your birth time, exactly.
Wow.
And so we got up, of course, and went into the living room and looked at the radio, which we both knew had not been turned on previously that day. And we simply didn't know what to make of it. We looked at each other and kind of just looked with curiosity and
mystery.
No real understanding. And so we turned the radio off and went back to finish our dinner.
And then the following night and the following night and the night after that and the night after that, the radio turned itself on again.
Exactly
at the same time. We even unplugged the radio from the wall, took out all its batteries, and it still turned itself on. So at that point, we decided someone really wanted to communicate with us.
So after about a week of this experience, we finally sat in front of the radio, anticipating that it would turn on, and of course it did, and we asked, who are you, what do you want, and how can we help you?
Uh-huh, nice.
What happened was we started receiving simultaneous thought messages. It wasn't like voices, but there was a thought message that would be like a banner that ran across my forehead showing me what they were trying to communicate, and I would say to Cullen, I just heard... And whatever it was I heard, I would say the exact words, and he would say, that's exactly what I just got.
Oh, great.
So we realized quite quickly that we were receiving the same information verbatim, word for word, together.
So very quickly after that, we started actually hearing the information in our ears, and we began the dialogue between this wonderful group of beings and ourselves.
Fast forward, we tried to take notes, and we couldn't because it was so filled with so much wonderful information, binary systems, advanced medical technology, quantum physics, the truth about water, all kinds of things. And so eventually, our being slow humans, we decided to start recording these things, and that worked really well. And then after we'd been recording them for a while, LARCMA asked us to please put this into a book form, and we produced our first book, Conversations with LARCMA, where we included all this basic primer information that they were giving to humanity.
Ah, that's very interesting because in my writing in the last few years, I've had that experience. I sometimes describe it as an old teletype system where I go to write something and words just fall into a tray and I type them out. And it's not an effort on my part. It's coming from somewhere. And so you're encouraging me. I think I'll find out who the heck's sending me those messages.
Well, that's
great.
That's exactly very closely what happened to us. And when you were describing that for you, I got goosebumps because that's pretty much how we began.
Uh-huh.
One thing that we know, Eileen, is that truth is the truth, and it comes from many different sources.
Right.
And when it comes, you just feel it. As you're describing your writing, you just know there's something special that's coming through you, and it just resonates, and you know it's the truth. And we're so grateful that more and more people are being able to wake up to that kind of listening.
Right. Well, a few years ago, I've been doing this radio program for 11 years, and a few years ago, I hit upon this way of doing the radio show. I read everybody's book who appears on my show, but then I sleep on it, and I get up early in the morning, and the questions just fall off my fingers, and I ask the questions, and people go, oh, these are such wonderful questions, and it wasn't me that was... laboriously crafting them, they were more like given to me the way you're describing. And that's really a fun way to live.
That's part of what
is being promised now by LARCMA is that we can move toward this potentially more fun way of living or more an increased vibratory rate. That's a big part of what they're offering in remembering who we are.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about, LARCMA says that there are only two forces in the universe, love and fear. and that love promotes our health, abundance, and total well-being, but fear traps us in third-dimensional pain and separation. And as part of that discussion, they say, okay, love and fear are both forms of energy, but love's form of energy heals and nurtures, and fear's form of energy tears us down. Can you talk about how that happens?
Well, there's two ways. We'll start with the larger understanding, and that is if you look at quantum physics, there are two forces from a quantum physics point of view. There's an expanding force and a contracting force, and those two forces pulse through the universe, and there's all kinds of scientific debate about how our galaxy came into being through these two forces. But to take it down into a more personal level of what we're experiencing here in humanity, love is an expansive energy that encompasses all. So when we are in the energy of love, it can even dissolve fear itself. Fear is a constricting energy, sort of like a black hole where everything contracts and collapses in on itself. So if we are experiencing fear and all the things that emanate from fear, such as all those emotional states that we have really are based on fear, and the ultimate fear is that we won't be loved. So if we're focusing on anything that has to do with anger or judgment or blame or anything that is negative and uncomfortable, it's coming from a contracted energy that pulls in on itself and just makes more and more of the same. If instead we focus on love, there's a breathing room. We sort of expand outwardly, and all of a sudden that energy encompasses everything. And love can dissolve all fear. It can dissolve all darkness because it holds everything because it's a greater power.
Wow. You know, about when I turned 50, so about 22 years ago, I realized that I'd lived in fear my entire life. For reasons I won't go into now, and that I was tired of it, and I wanted to make a change. And I created a technique for whenever I felt fear to ask myself, what if I had a written guarantee from God that everything's going to turn out and I'll be all right? Then what would I pay attention to, or what decisions would I make and what actions would I take? And by and large, for the last 20 years or so, I have not felt fearful. But I thought that I would still feel fear in physical situations. Recently, about a month ago, I went on a cruise to the Western Caribbean, and I went zip lining, and I swam with dolphins, and I went cave floating, and I swam with a jaguar. And what interested me was that I did not experience a second of fear in any of those situations.
That's amazing, and that's what's possible for all of us. What you're describing is that you have entered into an agreement to trust.
Trust is a huge element in what LARCMA is bringing to humanity. And what you said about the agreement that you made with God about knowing that you didn't have to be fearful anymore is that very element of trusting that everything really is working out as it should.
When we enter into trust, it's absolutely impossible to experience fear because the trust takes over.
Well, that was just, that's an amazing thing. And so what you're also saying is, this is what I have come to also, which is that's available to all of us. It's not necessary for us to live in fear. And as is pointed out in Remembering Who We Are, that's one of the big things that we need to essentially minimize in our lives or eliminate. I don't know if it's possible to totally eliminate it.
Well, we live on a planet of duality, Eileen, so that means that we are constantly experiencing both polar extremes. So we move into states of joy and bliss, and we move into states of anger, sadness, fear, all those
separation.
Those elements of separation. Thank you, Cullen. So because we're in duality, we do experience both, but what Cullen and I have been trying to share from LARCMA's view is that the way through this is to simply return to the heart. Return to your breath and realize that everything changes in any given moment. And if you come back into the heart energy, you move. You move away from what's
not working and what seems to be an impossible lifestyle to trusting that everything does work as it should, that everything is unraveling in the universe exactly as it was designed.
And even though it may be uncomfortable in this particular moment, just trusting that it's going to change. And if we do our own work, we can participate in creating whatever change is going to come.
And that point is really important. Larkma stresses that human choice is one of the most wonderful aspects of being here in the third dimension on this planet. We have the choice always to change our perspective or change our attitude. And by doing that, we can move from a separated fear state to a more joyous, a more connected state whenever we wish.
I really like hearing that, and I enjoyed reading it too. For about 20 years, I was a single parent raising my two birth children, and there was nobody around to tell me how to raise them. So I developed a method, and I came to the conclusion that one of the most important things I could teach my children was how to make choice and how to learn from their choice and forgive themselves if they didn't make good choices and move on to other choices. And they're now 45 and 37 and passing that on to their children, and I see how magical it is when we embrace choice.
That is a completely wonderful and absolutely healing understanding of life. Larkma talks constantly about responsible choices. If we make responsible choices, we're not harming anybody. We're working towards unity.
The name of your show, Full Power Living, reflects that also, because we can move into full power living when we take full power choice. Larkma says that's the greatest gift that we have, other than the fact that we are here experiencing life. The second greatest gift that we have is that we do have the power of choice. In any given moment, there is always the power of choice, even if the only thing we're choosing is our attitude.
Right. Now, but there is one issue, and you brought up this idea about change and embracing change. And I know that Larkma says, and I agree, that or the way I say it is, change is the name of the game here on Earth. However, as a therapist, and you may have run into this also, Pia, I find that people are highly resistant to change. In fact, my observation has been that people usually don't change until the pain of where they are is so great they figure they won't be any worse off to make the change.
That's exactly my experience, and Colin, your experience too, isn't it?
It is. We are so used to staying in what we think is a safe zone, whether that zone is actually realistically safe or if we simply hide in that place because we're afraid of change.
But there, you just said the key word, Colin, afraid of change.
Mm-hmm.
Humans are so stuck in the energy of fear that they would rather suffer in something that is truly uncomfortable than to venture out and trust that something better might be available if they simply make a few changes in their choices, their attitudes, and their behaviors.
I have to say that I ran into that reading your book. What Larkma and you say in that book makes every kind of sense, but all the changes that Larkma was talking about, you know, change your diet, change your, not some of the ways of thinking I have changed already, but a lot of those things, give up sugar, give up this, give up that, I found myself digging my heels in going, I'm not ready for that.
Well, that's probably the resistance that all of humanity shares. We do things out of comfort because comfort
right.
makes us feel that we're safe. And if we continue habitual patterns and cycles that we think keep us safe, as though we really have a safety net, which we certainly don't, that makes us feel that we're okay. And Larkma's trying to get people to understand, all of humanity, that that's an illusion, that keeping ourselves safe through bad choices, whether that's dietary, psychological, it doesn't matter what the avenue or what the topic is. If we try to keep ourselves safe, we're not going to move into places where we can find growth and true change.
There's two other things, two other points to add to that also. And one of them is when we're making changes, we want some sort of assurance that it's going to be the right thing to do. And the only assurance that's ever going to come is when we feel resonance within our heart, that this feels like, oh, I should do this because it feels better to me. And some of those things, it's hard to make those changes because we don't have the experience of it feeling better until we actually try it. So if you take the thing that you mentioned of sugar, I'm not ready to give up that. Well, one of the things LARCMA encourages is the idea that everything is a process on Earth. We're not supposed to do everything instantly. Everything is a process of moving towards it until it resonates with us and we feel it's appropriate. So we don't have to beat ourselves up if we don't start making all the changes that LARCMA suggests from their perspective immediately. All we have to do is consider them, move towards them, explore them, and see what happens.
See how we feel by making those changes, not what we think about what the changes might be, but the actual feeling state of, do I feel better? Do I have more energy? Am I happier?
The other thing that I would say is Cullen and I personally can say that the suggestions that LARCMA has made that we have chosen to follow have inevitably been reflected in science here on this planet. For instance, to give up sugar, that sugar is a toxin, well, the World Health Institute, National Institutes of Health and the World Health Organization, National Geographic, and several others that I can't name off the top of my head right now, but they all have put in print now scientific evidence that sugar actually is a poison that destroys the DNA.
It's also more addictive than heroin or cocaine, and that's why people have such a difficult time letting go of the continual use of sugar.
It's probably actually harder to quit sugar than it is to give up smoking.
Wow.
So if our science is beginning to put things in print in the last couple of years, Cullen and I have noticed this, that LARCMA has been telling us for over a decade, we trust in our own awareness that when they tell us something from their perspective, it's worthy of paying attention to and trying it to see how we feel.
Well, I certainly know that, and I also know about myself that when I dig my heels in, it's for a while. It's to kind of slow me down and get me used to the idea, and then I, like you suggest, I go exploring. We're up to our first break. I'm talking today with Pia Orlean and Cullen Smith about the incredible ideas, information, and support contained in their books, Conversations with LARCMA and Remembering Who We Are. You can call and talk with Pia and Cullen toll-free at 888-498-0570. And you can also look them up on the web at LARCMA.com. That's spelled LARCMAA.com. LARCMAA.com. You're tuned to Full Power Living, and we will be right back. That emotionally, children form the foundation for their life during their first 7 years? Most adults just repeat that early emotional learning, good or bad, over and over for the rest of their lives. If you want to give your child an opportunity to live an emotionally masterful life, then join me, Eileen Dillon, also known as the Emotional Pro, for a free one-hour teleseminar on what it takes for your child to become an emotional master. You'll discover important things like what emotions are designed to do for us, four things it's vital for parents to tell their children about emotions, and the single most important thing to do when someone is feeling emotion. Register now at RaiseIncredibleKids.com. The time has come for us to allow emotions their rightful place in our lives, as the tools and helpers they're created to be. Find out what you need to know in order to give this vital information to your children so they can live emotionally masterful lives. Go now to RaiseIncredibleKids.com for your free Emotional Mastery Teleseminar. Welcome back to Full Power Living. I have a few announcements. We'd like to make it easy for you to follow and participate with Full Power Living Radio, so go to emotionalpro.com right now and sign up to be on our mailing list, and we'll be able to send you our newsletter with details on upcoming Full Power Living shows. And while you're there, you can also download my gift, which is a list of the signals of seven common emotions. Also, while you're there, click on the CCFL Global Academy logo on the landing page. 31 people who work with children, couples, and families, including me, have come together to help families and parents make this transformation on a membership basis for a modest fee of less than $1 a day. What you'll get as a member is 31 hour-long programs every month on topics such as Speaking Kid, Fearless Living, Talking with the Soul of Your Child, Play, Nutrition, and Ways to Support Teens. In the spirit of LARCMA, we're building community in an area where we can all help one another. We're sharing what we know and what we've learned and working together to ease kids and families into new ways of living their lives. So click the CCFL Global Academy logo on emotionalpro.com for immediate connection. Next week on Full Power Living, I'm talking with Kimberly Hart, who's author of a book called Get Love, in which she writes about what she says is the most transformative thing you'll ever do, that is, change how you love forever. That's next Thursday, April 2nd at 9 a.m. Pacific or noon Eastern Time. So my guests today are Pia Orlean and Cullen Smith, who are light movers and interstellar communicators, and they're also authors of Remembering Who We Are and Conversations with LARCMA. Now, Pia and Cullen, I want to talk about what our Earth is like. I've long worked with the idea of us being in a place of duality. And there's some, originally, as I understand from reading, Remembering Who We Are, originally the idea was that we would learn to reconcile and blend these dualities, but instead we've tended to separate them, like we separate our heart from our brains or minds. Talk to me a little about this issue.
Well, being on a planet of duality, we obviously have to experience polar extremes. And in our exploration of those extremes, we have caused ourselves greater and greater separation. LARCMA describes this as dynamic tension that's necessary for human growth. In other words, until we pull apart and experience what separation is really like, we are not going to be able to do the work required to heal that and to move back into unity. So separation is dynamic tension of anything that is not helping our sense of togetherness, unity,
growth, anything that doesn't promote using the heart as the first indicator of choice. Instead of relying on the mind, which humanity has for millennia, simply realizing that the heart is really the director of our lives.
And we're getting more, I guess we call it scientific evidence, like with the Institute for Heart Math, that there are far more messages coming out from the heart to the brain than from the brain to the heart, which validates that. But we're at a big choice point now. We're with this energy influx and the shifting of the veil of illusion, we get to make a choice about whether we want to keep living with the patterns that we've had based on our beliefs and habits of thought and the self-concept we've been following, or whether we want to evolve to a higher vibratory rate and operate differently.
Yes, and that requires us moving beyond our belief systems that we hold on to, that we think define who we are. We have such a human need to be right about everything. We want to be on the right team. We want to feel like we're right in our viewpoints. We have such a need to be right that we have not yet figured out as a species that that is what's causing our separation.
And that can be looked at or seen as competition. Being right makes me competitive with someone else because I have to hold the correct information. So what LARCMA is trying to help us with is to realize that we're going to continue to separate ourselves through competition. But if we begin to make the choice for cooperation, that will turn these habitual patterns and these habitual cycles into a different understanding.
And one of the key ways to do that is to begin to relinquish the idea of I'm right and you're wrong, which is separating, and just begin to say, I'm right and you're right too. It's just a different viewpoint. That's unity. That's recognizing that each aspect of who we are as individuals brings more to the whole, that we don't have to give up our individuality. We just simply need to stop attaching to the fact that our individual belief system or viewpoint is the only one that's important.
And that can be seen from a personal point of view, someone with an opinion, all the way through society and culture to nations believing that their culture or their way of traditional belief or living is better than someone else's culture or someone else's national identity.
I have to say that I was fortunate to grow up with a mother who instilled this energy in me with a simple question. Every time I latched into something that I just had to be right about, she would look at me and say, would you rather be right or would you rather be happy? And I think if all of humanity would start asking that question, we'd be a little better off.
Well, tongue in cheek, I'm really good at this with everybody except my husband, and I know I'm right. No.
Well, the only secret to that is knowing that you're right and that he can be right too, and there you go.
He can be right too. Right, right. Well, you know, I want to go into emotions. I've learned to recognize emotions as tools that we've been given to help us see where we need to and can change. For example, what I've learned about anger is that we have an idea of, or picture of how things are supposed to be that's incorrect and needs to be changed. And when we change that picture inside of ourselves or that need to have that picture be right, then the anger dissipates. Now, LARCMA says emotions are your signposts that something needs to change. And I note that a lot of people distract or numb themselves when uncomfortable emotions come up, but in reality, they're much better to turn and work with the emotions and clearing the basic issue, are they not?
Absolutely. LARCMA uses the concept, as you do, as tools. Emotions are tools, and all our emotions are showing us is that we're out of balance, and I want to stress the word we're. Each of us is experiencing those emotions not because someone else is irritating us or pushing our buttons or doing things that we look outwardly at and say, they're doing something I don't like. I'm going to blame them for my bad mood, which would be our emotions. What LARCMA is trying to help people understand is that only we are responsible for our emotions. No one else is in that position.
In other words, no one can make us feel anything. And it is such a judgmental, blaming statement to say, you make me feel this or you make me feel that.
Or you cause me to do this.
Or it's your fault that I'm the way I am. That we're our own faults. We're the way we are.
So when they talk about emotions as being signposts, they mean we need to look at our shadow. We need to look at the things that we don't like about ourselves, whether that's, it could be anything.
And the key to this that LARCMA has explained to us throughout the years is that emotions are actually not the full range of what we can feel. We come here with natural cosmic feeling state of love, joy, trust, and compassion. That's our foundational feelings that we come to Earth with. The other things that they term as emotions are the ones that cause discomfort. So sadness, grief, anger, frustration, jealousy, irritation, all of those things make us uncomfortable, and that's the reason we can recognize it as a signpost, because if we weren't uncomfortable, we wouldn't do anything about it.
So they stress a difference. Many people think that emotions are when we're happy, when we're blissful, when we're sad, when we're angry.
Basically that they cover anything we feel.
And what they have done for humanity is try to help us understand that our natural state of being is not our emotional state. It's a different system.
The natural state is love, joy, trust, and compassion.
Yeah.
And the other is our signaling system that says, hey, you're off track. Would you like to get back on?
Exactly.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Good. Good. Well, I told you I love this. So Larkma reminds us that thoughts, energy, and emotions create form. And I like that they give techniques that we can use for working with emotions when they arise in us. So, for example, Larkma says that when we're engaged in a full-blown emotional experience, we generally want three things. We want to receive unconditional love, to receive acknowledgement that we matter, and to receive assurance that we're okay. And Larkma suggests that we change those internal requests to be, one, to be unconditional love, two, to make a difference in the world, and three, to connect through unity. What have you got to say about this?
Well, there's a simple way to start working with that. What I discovered a long time ago is that if I was in a bad mood, angry or sad or doing anything, it doesn't really work to distract yourself from what you're feeling. But once you acknowledge what you're feeling and know you've got some inner work to do, one good way to really start to move it is to decide to be of service to someone else, because that changes your poor me attitude of, if only this weren't happening, or I don't like that, or this is not, whatever we might be saying to ourselves. The minute we look at what we're feeling, look at what we're thinking about it, we have the opportunity to make a different choice. And we can always start with, well, I'm more fortunate than many people are. Why don't I go help somebody less fortunate than me? So that's actually sitting with the emotion, not distracting yourself from it, coming full terms to acknowledging what you're thinking about what you're feeling, and then moving into action to do something in a positive direction.
And very often when we have those kinds of emotions, we're also simultaneously not in the present. We're either in the past or the future.
Yes.
Correct?
Yeah. Yes. And that is something that Larkma is trying to help us understand also, that if we are just moving along in our lives and there's no apparent reason for us to lose the good mood we're in, but something happens, not something that someone else does to us, but simply a change in our emotional state, what they're trying to help us understand is that can also be a dimensional understanding that we can be experiencing something in another dimension that we're not aware of that is actually triggering our stability in this third dimensional experience. They choose to call past lives parallel lives rather than saying it happened in the past or at a different time. And this is a big thing that they like to help us with.
Because if we start understanding that we are really in the present moment and our power of choice exists in the present moment, then we can integrate how we have perceived the past or what we're trying to co-create in the future. Simply by changing our perspective a little bit, we can bring in what we might have been curious about a past life and recognize that there's just as much potential of understanding one of our future lives. They all exist simultaneously. Everything is happening at once. It's just our perspective that makes us think it's past or future.
Yes. What is your understanding of why Larkma wants to work with us humans? Why do they want to help? Are they having bad feelings?
this planet is much more important. This species is much more important to the rest of the universe, the rest of the galaxies, than we believe we understand from our point of view, they tell us that there are so many helpers here at this time, watching and helping and guiding, because everything that happens here on Earth by human choice ripples out into the universe. We're not just affecting Mother Earth and each other. We're affecting the fabric of all energy everywhere.
Because everything is connected. But there's a simple answer additionally to that, and that is they tell us every time they speak with us, we're here because we love you. They come in the spirit of love to help us understand exactly what love is and how the power of our choices, when we make them consciously, builds that expansive energy of love in a way that, as Cullen was saying, is going to ripple out to touch everything in the universe.
And they also tell us that one of the reasons that they are here to help is they went through themselves an evolutionary process a long time ago that isn't exactly like our process, but similar enough that they have great, great compassion for watching and feeling what we're going through. And they believe that they can help us speed that up in an organic way, not speeding it up so that we miss something that we need to do on our own, but helping us with a hand out to show us that there's alternatives. There are different ways of achieving our evolution without so much suffering and without so much pain and friction.
It strikes me as being a lot like a parent partnering with a child to help them discover all the possibilities in a challenging situation that they're in.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's really wonderful. There's so much in remembering who we are. We're up to our second break. I'm talking today with Cullen Smith and Pia Orlean, PhD, who, as partners with LARCMA, have written Conversations with LARCMA and Remembering Who We Are. Once again, remember you can talk with Cullen and Pia directly. Don't be put off by the fact that they're interstellar communicators. At 888-498-0570. This is Full Power Living. We'll be right back. As a parent, have you found all the parenting information you've been hearing lately a bit confusing? Are you having trouble sorting out the best response to your defiant child, or feeling hopeless about regaining respect from your teen, or determining whether your actions as a parent are the right ones? Instead of the usual pressures of parenting that you've been experiencing, you can partner with your child, raising incredible kids who are destined to become amazing adults. I'm Eileen Dillon, the Emotional Pro, giving you the opportunity to become the incredible parent for incredible kids. We have the method and the tools. You bring your optimism for learning and the kids. Raise Incredible Kids offers a comprehensive system for raising kids who are responsible, make their own great decisions, and become immune to peer pressure. To get you ready for this new era in parenting, get my free 10-page report, Incredible Communication That Helps You Create Incredible Kids, by visiting RaiseIncredibleKids.com now. That's RaiseIncredibleKids.com. Welcome back. I'm talking with Pia Orlean and Cullen Smith, who spent their lives helping others to heal and are now interstellar communication partners with LARCMA, a Pleiadian group, who's also one in bringing needed information to our world about how and what to change in order to successfully transform to new ways of being that are important to our transformation that we're all going through right here on the earth. Pia and Cullen, one of the things that's really fascinating in remembering who we are is the offering that LARCMA makes of using our imagination to visualize certain colors to bring the qualities connected with those colors into us, such as pink bringing love and blue bringing trust. what's your understanding of how this works and what we're actually doing with these visualizations?
Well, LARCMA has helped us understand that everything is energy. Everything in existence is energetic. And what they're trying to help us with about colors is to help us realize that colors are energy also, and that when we visualize or when we use our imagination to bring in colors, there is an actual energetic component other than just visually seeing the color. So in the example you just used about pink, which is related to love, or blue, that is related to trust, if we use our imagination, if we use our vision to add an extra component to that, it makes a huge difference in how we create our lives.
It's basically an example and an exercise in how to work with energy, and that's one of the things that they're teaching us and helping us with continually, is the understanding, as Cullen just said, that everything is energy and how to work with it. That even means that we need to understand more clearly who we are and what our own energetic makeup is. So you can start by exploring your own energy simply by discovering what color it is you resonate with, and then you can explore the energy of the color and you can see how it relates to you.
I can give an example of this personally. Growing up as a child, I always chose the color blue. I just loved blue. And I wore blue clothing. I liked blue blankets. Blue was just really important to me. And at that time, I didn't understand that blue equaled trust. And I think, looking back, I realized that I had a great trust in the universe, and that blue helped me understand that.
Wow, that's really wonderful. And as I was reading Remembering Who We Are, I also had this glimpse, momentary glimpse, that energy and consciousness are equal. They're the same thing.
Yes.
Well, if everything's energy, then our consciousness, of course, is energy.
Uh-huh.
All energies have consciousness. All energy have consciousness.
We ourselves turn that consciousness into the physical form of our manifested world. We do that through our conscious thoughts and the choices that we make. And here again is the reflection of full power living. This is making the choice to utilize all energy that's present, beginning with our thoughts, how we think about things.
Yes, and somewhere, just yesterday I was reading the results of a study that over 90% of our thoughts are negative, and it was a study that was done, and LARCMA really points out that that's something we really need to change, that we need to, that when we have negative thoughts, when we allow negative thoughts in, it pulls all of us down.
Absolutely true. Absolutely true. And they don't mean hide your head in the sand and think only positive thoughts. They mean do the work to move the negative thought, to change it, to actually say, oh, I'm having a negative thought. Let me choose differently and to make a different conscious, responsible choice.
It's really interesting. My husband in November was diagnosed with cancer. And he's really struggled a lot. He's a retired medical doctor and strongly believes in the medical model. And he also, has tended to be in control and looking after all the details. And he'll worry a lot. And I talk with him and say, you know, I'm sorry you're making yourself feel miserable with worry, but if you'd focus over here instead, you'll feel better. And if I talk with him, I say, he's very, open to listening to me. If I say, now, remember a piece of music that you really love and name the piece of music, you can just see him opening up and relaxing. It's really amazing.
That's wonderful.
It makes an immediate change. It's palpable. We can see that in others immediately, as you just described with the music.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So before we end, I want to look at a minute at the 10 choices. That's the way you distilled LARCMA's discussion. So would you talk about what those 10 choices are that we human beings have the opportunity to make?
Yes. The first choice, well, all of the choices are based on one particular principle, and that is that we need to choose love in any given moment. So I can sum up all 10 of them by starting with that one, because that's the most important, to choose love anytime that we can. But we need to start understanding that we have the power of choice. That's the first place to start, to even understand that we do have a choice. And even if that choice is only to choose our attitude, that's the first place to start with it. But the choices that we have written about that LARCMA has guided us through are choices to help us understand how to live a better life. The first one, as I said, is choosing love, and that is to move away from fear anytime that we can, to be able to actually focus on the understanding that love can dissolve fear.
And the second choice is trust, and utilizing trust to step away from beliefs or traditional ideas that we thought were controlling our lives or keeping us from moving forward. So trust is an elemental part of these choices.
Which leads us right to the third choice, which is choosing to create new perspectives for cooperation rather than competition. And that means to learn to be able to cooperate with one another and have two rights instead of one wrong and one right. Change it.
And the fourth choice is compassion. And something I wrote about years ago is that we cannot be in a state of compassion if we're in a state of resistance. And we cannot be in a state of resistance if we're in a state of compassion. So compassion has a great, great ability to help us change ourselves and the world.
The fifth choice is choosing transcendence. And that can relate to something as simple as transcending a bad mood. Anytime that we look at the fact that we have the power to choose differently, we can transcend current circumstances simply by changing our attitude. And as we do that, we transcend more and more things in the physical by changing the energy around them.
The sixth choice is truth, and truth is different than facts. Science gives us facts continually, but the funny thing is facts change because of new information. But truth is the truth. It never changes.
And you can always find it by listening to how it feels when you hear something, how it feels in your heart. The seventh choice is to illuminate your lives with joy. And Cullen spoke about his favorite color being blue when he was a child, and my favorite color when I was a child was yellow, because yellow carries the energy of illumination and joy. And we can choose to focus on something that makes us feel joyful. Even in a sad moment, we can find something that makes us feel happy or joyful.
The eighth choice is to connect. We always have the choice to look to another, talk to another, connect with nature, connect with an animal. Instead of keeping ourselves stuck in our own little worlds, if we choose to connect outwardly, it makes a tremendous difference in our lives.
The ninth choice is harmony, and that reflects back to what I said my mother told me when I was little. Would you rather be right or would you rather be happy? Because we can create harmony by how we relate to others all the time.
And the final choice, the tenth choice, is simply to be aware. And all that means is to be aware that we affect everything by what we think, what we say, and how we act. We affect everyone else everywhere.
So that awareness needs to include an element of responsibility, because once we're aware of what Cullen just said, how we affect everything and everybody, then we have to claim the responsibility for choosing wisely.
So thank you for asking us about those choices.
Yeah. And my learning is that responsibility is one of the building blocks of self-esteem, so it actually also makes you feel good to take responsibility. So I'm aware, thank you so much for going through that. You did it in such a lovely way. I'm aware, Pia and Cullen, that I could talk with you for days regarding the information and suggestions that LARCMA gives in your two books, Conversations with LARCMA and Remembering Who We Are. And I've concentrated a lot today on emotions, but I want to point out that we could have a conversation about healing, about working with pain, the importance of laughter, connecting with our heart, life purpose, relationships, androgyny, because all of those are covered in remembering who we are. And I want to point that out to you who are listening, because this material is a treasure trove, and I know I'm going to enjoy studying over and over again what LARCMA is offering in remembering who we are and also in conversations with LARCMA. So we're likely to run over a minute or two, but I'd like to ask each one of you, what's the biggest change that has happened for you as a result of connecting with LARCMA's information and support?
An expanded sense of the power of love for me.
I would say for me, it's the understanding that I'm connected to everything. I am connected to every molecule, every atom, everywhere in the universe. I am not alone here. I am part of a much, much bigger picture.
So I guess we just said the same thing in different words.
Well, I guess that's the main message then.
Eileen, we bring LARCMA's wisdom to people all over the world. We are constantly traveling and holding gatherings in this country and in other countries. And we invite anyone who's interested to check our website and see how they can directly participate with LARCMA. We do personal sessions and group gatherings. And our purpose of being here on Earth at this time is to share this wisdom with all who are interested.
That's wonderful. And the website, again, is larkmaa.com, LARKMAA.com. So thank you for mentioning that. It's the things you're doing are very intriguing to me. So to you, Pia, and Colin, and also to LARCMA, I believe that what you're bringing to us humans is priceless. And I'm going to keep that as a belief system, by the way. Personally, I'm really grateful to have the information that you've shared regarding what we can know about our third dimension lives and the options we have for change and what's possible for us. And I'm very inspired to know what else I can do as I continue my own evolution, and to know that these books hold that information for anyone who is interested in learning it and putting it into place in their lives. And I'm really grateful to you for making this accessible to everyone. Thank you for doing that, and also thank you very much for being my guests here on Full Power Living today.
It's been our great joy and pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Next week, listen to Full Power Living as Kimberly Hart talks with me about how to change how we love forever. Listen next Thursday, April 2nd at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern. Paul Johnston of Fresh Talk Media has been our producer. Thank you, Paul. For now, I'm Eileen Dillon, your host, reminding you, pay attention not to what you want to overcome, but to what you want to become.
You're listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.